Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like we're, I don't know, we lose a great athlete like every week now.
Man, Evan, it's life, man. And rest in peace to the great Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah, passed away. Yeah,
Rhino.
Yesterday, age 65, pretty young. One of the greatest Cubs, one of the greatest second basemen of all time.
Hit 40 homers in 1990, Evan, a year after hitting 30.
Nine gold gloves.
Man.
MVP. Yeah, I mean, pretty synonymous with the Chicago Cubs and their franchise.
Yeah, back before TV took off the way it is in Union City, Evan, we had WGN. That was on the cable package, and I used to fake sick and stay home and watch day games with Harry Carey and Steve Stone calling the Cub games. And it was Andre Dawson, Ryan Sandberg and company. It was a Sutcliffe. It was awesome, man.
Well, there was a game against the Cardinals that somebody – it is in the mid-80s, but there was a game where Ryan Sandberg hit like a go-ahead – or, pardon me, a game-tying home run off of Bruce Sutter.
Okay.
Great closer in the 80s. Hit a game-tying home run, and Harry Carey is on the call. It was posted on social media last night, just old highlights, and like Wrigleyville's going crazy. Oh. Harry Carey – it could be, it will be. And
that's
he's just screaming at the top of his lungs, and then he hits another home run to tie the game in, I think, the 10th inning.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he had that building just in the palm of his hands. So
no doubt.
RIP to a great.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein. That's Daryl the Guru Johnson. Before we get to our piece of sound that kind of took off yesterday, some people might think it's a little ridiculous, but we got to discuss it. Let's fit Caleb in Newark in, who wants to
our
get
man.
In on the conversation. Caleb, what's going on? How you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Caleb.
Mr. Giddings and Guru, huh? That's the two today?
Yes, sir.
That's the two.
Back to back.
That's a dangerous duo right there.
All right.
But look, I just want to quick chime in on this Kuminga thing before you guys change course or whatever. I said it again. I feel like I'm just repeating myself in with like a recorder or something. Like he's not going to be back, man. You think he's going to play on a qualifying offer, Guru Giddings? You really think he's going to play on a qualifying offer? Like, come on, man. At the end of the day, how long it takes, whether it goes in the training camp, preseason, whatever it is, Kuminga is going to get traded. It's going to happen. To what team? We don't know, but besiding that, I want to pitch you guys something real quick. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
All right. So I just heard, I know we're circling back to this name because he's been talked about for months past. The Bulls are likely to release Nikola Vucevic. If you had to pick between Vucevic and Al Horford, who would you pick and why?
Well, Vuce for me, Evan.
He I would
can
take
do more
Horford.
And he's younger. Wow.
What about you, Caleb? What do you think?
I like Vucevic more. I just think he gives you more. Like no doubt, I think Horford between the two is the better defender. But the Warriors need some offense, man. They need a guy where they can pick and pop, space the floor. Vucevic rebounds as well, better than Horford. So I like Vucevic, but it's close though.
I got you, Caleb. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I think
I would take him. But it sounds like Horford's a done deal.
Well, I also was reading that Vucevic, it's. They might release him.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of people are wondering why he would release a player who scored 18.5 points, grabbed 10 rebounds, and shot 40% from three last year.
He could dunk with his lefty, yeah.
But I think the expectation is that they will trade him by the deadline. I mean, he's going to get out of there at some point this year.
Which the Warriors could do if they re-up with Kuminga, too.
Yeah, but I wonder if they want him.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't play much defense. I think he's going to be 30. He's in his mid-30s now. You know, and I guess Horford's 39. I just think Horford's a little more of a fit, a little more willing to move the basketball. But Vucevic, look, at this point, they need bodies.
Yeah, they do.
I just feel like they could have acquired him last year if they wanted to.
I'm not mad at that. But what about, allegedly, if Horford can't play back-to-backs, does that change your opinion on him?
If Horford can't play back-to-backs,
yeah.
Well, but that's where you have Post and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Yeah. You know, and I think TJD he fits a lot better defensively alongside Draymond than Post does. But Post is a far better offensive player. And that's where I think, like, you know, Post kind of almost profiles as a Vucevic light. I mean, Vucevic is a knockdown 3-point shooter.
He's thicker and stronger, you know.
He is, yeah, and he's obviously later in his career, but Vucevic is going to get abused on defense, no matter where you put him, and that's the only difference to me between him and Horford.
I just abused. Damn, basketball abuse, but damn.
All right, speaking of abuse, Kendrick Perkins yesterday,
my friend.
I believe, was on the road tripping podcast with Richard Jefferson.
Okay, who's the road trip?
The road tripping podcast.
Okay.
It's actually been around for some time. I think Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye started when they were on the Cavs together.
Okay.
But he was asked about the Jonathan Kuminga situation. Now, I think we bleeped out all the necessary words, but he had some strong comments.
Steve Kerr, in my opinion, has a hard time of letting young guys be great. The only person that I've seen him wrap his arms around as a young guy is Podziemski, right? And Podziemski is going to be, he's going to have a long career as a role player. But when it comes down to guys, you see a guy that has the potential to be a franchise guy. Steve Kerr is holding these guys back. Why? Why are
it
you
is
not giving
him? He said, though, that he is the one voice that's trying to patch things together. He is the one
He going to be trying to patch it together. He the one that decided to bench the man at the start of the postseason last year.
All right, well, RJ was trying to get in there at the end. But it comes back to the age-old question of why haven't the Warriors been able to develop the next?
Okay, and here we go, Evan. I love this, and I say
and if it's Steve Kerr's fault, because that's who Kendrick Perkins
is
pointing the finger at.
I'm
going
to defend Kerr in this sense. First, you already got Batman here. You had Superman in regard to KD and Steph and Clay when he was at the top of his power. So, Evan, that job description was never really open for a young dude to just cook. You know, a Jordan Poole is the closest thing to, for me, that we've saw go get better and help win a chip. And unfortunately, extenuating circumstances made him go somewhere else, a different locale. But for people to act like the Warriors were bottom feeders and now James Wiseman was a bust, right? So he's not going, he didn't go anywhere else and balled out. Talking about Wiseman, I'm rooting for him, but KP, you can't say it and put it on that thick to me because you really have nothing to show for that outside of Kuminga because Jordan Poole did it and he got paid and he got shipped off. And if you want to put Moody there, I think Moody's Moody, but I don't think Moody would tell us. It might have been a delay, Evan, but I bubbled. You know, I'm making contributions. I'm a part of the rotation. I would just ask Kendrick, who are you kind of like talking about? Because this team is really outside of Poole and Wiseman and Kuminga haven't had a lot to depend on because they were so top heavy with veterans.
Well, that's the only player that really applies to me. That I was buying stock in of a potential face was Jordan Poole after the 2022 championship run. And I don't think that he's a franchise player, but that's the closest guy. Like if we're seriously talking about who he didn't or did wrap his arms around or try and usher and develop, like that's the only guy to me it really applies to is Poole. And I'm sorry. That one's not on Kerr. If it's on anybody, it's on Draymond Green.
Man, no doubt.
So I'm no not putting doubt. That at the foot of the head coach. Could he have done more? Yeah, everybody can. I'm sorry. Like, Poole had to go because of what a teammate did, not because of how his head coach treated him.
And there you go.
Now,
man, I love that. And I'm giving Kerr credit for Poole's come up or improvement.
I think you have to. He helped you win a title. Now, Kuminga. I'm sorry. About what we've seen from him so far would lead you to believe, Kendrick Perkins, that he's a franchise player. What? We've all talked about his potential. We've all been told that he's got this incredible ceiling. But outside of a couple of flashes in which he's had good games, I wouldn't even
playoffs,
argue great games.
I believe
games.
Perk is nitpicking from, even though I brought it up. I really believe that's all Perkins has, is the playoff games without Steph against Minnesota. Evan, I really believe if that didn't exist, he wouldn't be putting it on this thick. Or I could be wrong.
No. I'm with you there. Like, scoring 30 points in a playoff game, I'm not trying to diminish. But being the best player on that team, to me, like, if the Warriors were Butler, Kuminga, and Green, and those were the three best players, is that team going to win a round in the playoffs?
I wouldn't say they could.
They didn't win a game.
I hear you. But hey.
That to me is what when I think of a franchise player, I think of someone that can lead you to a series victory in the postseason. And I'm sorry, I have not seen enough of him to believe that that is the case. And not just because of last season, because of what we've seen for 4 years. That to me is why, as much as I think that Kerr has maybe left a couple of stones unturned, you know, he hasn't gotten a ton out of a lot of young guys.
Okay.
I also don't think that he's been given a ridiculous amount of talent to work with. I think that's the reason why he's kind of handcuffed himself next to all these veterans, is because like, there's no franchise talent that's under the age of 25 on the Warriors. If there was, I think that he would have the wherewithal to try and extract it.
Okay. I love that word. And Evan, I'm hearing you and I'm looking at you, and this is a slippery slope, but I got my skis. Because part of what Perkins said is a lot of, I hear it, but it's kind of, people whisper it. But let's just talk about it real quick here. Pods. Do you think if Moody would have got drafted, if Pods would have been Moody when he got drafted and the Warriors were where they were at, Moody could have did the same things as Pods? Because the way that energy, I hear it a lot and I don't like it. And I'm not trying to tell you Pods is Steve Nash, but you can't get mad at Pods because of what Kerr has allowed him to do and become and, bottom line, earn. But, Evan, when I move around and have basketball conversations, I feel like people in Perkins had that energy. He wouldn't say it. Oh, he put his hands around Pods. Evan, I feel like Pods earned everything he's been given.
Well, he's also, look, I don't know.
Is it timing?
He has, yeah, absolutely. And that's where Kuminga got bit in the ass a bit. He got drafted by a team that didn't need him. He got drafted to a championship team that he didn't play on. You know, if Pods had been drafted in that draft instead of Kuminga, I'm not saying he would have been taken seventh overall, but my point is, yeah, he wouldn't have played much. Kerr would not have, I do not believe that Kerr would have played Pajemski during 2022 because he wouldn't have needed him. Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson were their three guards. Now, maybe at the beginning of the year when Klay was hurt because he only played, I think, the last 30-something games, but he plays Pajemski because he has to. I don't think it's because he thinks he's all that. If there was a better option than Pods, I think that player would play. Maybe, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're trying to bring back Melton, who, by the way, started over him at the beginning of last season.
It would take some of Pod's minutes. I would be
fine with that.
No doubt about it.
I would love that.
And that's why I'm just trying to debunk that myth that could, like, he's protected or he's getting something he hadn't earned. I'm just saying the dude rebounds more than Kuminga. Already that kind of just basketball bothers me if we're having a Kuminga conversation, because I would tell him that's symbolic of that, you know, you're showing your coach that you're into it. Why is this dude out rebounding you? But I can't hate on Pots for doing that. But when I heard Melton might be coming back, I'm saying the Warriors brass is thinking, okay, not Pots is all the problem, but we could give some of his minutes and responsibilities to Melton. Like, there's something better out there.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giddings in for Steinmetz alongside Guru. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go out to Coach Duran, who's in the Yoon. What's up, Coach? How you doing?
Getting good, my compadres. ¿Qué pasó?
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say that I think Warriors keep the same squad, run it back. We got to stay healthy. But overall, with everybody in free agency, Sign Horford, sign Melton, sign Kuminga. Let's run it back. I like Vucevic. He's solid, but, I mean, I'm going to go with Horford. I just think, like, he has a little bit more in the bag, slightly, overall, as a person than Vooch. But, yeah, Warriors to keep the same squad. Dub Nation, and we're going to come back this year. Top four, I think, this upcoming season.
All right.
Top four. Wow. Hey, you know what, Coach? Yeah. I hope you're right.
Now, I will say this, Evan, since we're talking about the mental part of it, feelings, nothing more than feelings. I do want Kuminga back. I ain't running from that.
Why?
I don't think Sacramento or Phoenix could give you anything that he can become. So it's one of those things where I say, oh, he don't fit. Make him fit. He can ball. I'm just – that Minnesota series, and even before then, I think you'll back me up. I've been pro Kuminga. Is he perfect? No. But make him fit. The dude can ball. But, Evan – when does that manifest and how, if what you read and what you feel, the Evan computer says, you think he's saying he wants a new locale?
But that's right. Like, make him fit. That's really what I...
Give me some Robert Saleh.
Yeah, but Robert Saleh is taking over a defense that has five starting spots open. He's looking for a starting D tackle, a starting offside linebacker, two starting safeties, a third corner. He's not looking for... A backup to Fred Warner.
Okay,
like,
Evan, I got
it. I'm sorry. Like, the two jobs are not the same.
But when is talent not enough? When can, like, help me grow? Hey, Steph, Dre, help me, Kerr, help me, Ron, help me be the best version of me.
But
we've been here 4 years, y'all. You didn't see what I did against Minnesota with no Steph. Y'all can't fit. Y'all can't help me.
We can, but. When everyone's healthy, you're going to fit as our sixth man.
That's not good enough for you
because you want to play. You want to start. And look, I totally get that. Like, I completely understand why he's like, dude, I've been doing this for 4 years. I'm sick of it. Get me out of here. I don't want to play stack and fill anymore. I understand. But that's his role. So making it fit requires, by the way, in any capacity, buy-in from both sides. It takes two to tango in any relationship, and that's why I think it's eroded to this point where Kuminga doesn't want to come back because he's like, dude, I've tried to play nice, it hasn't worked no matter what I've done, and I can't do anything to get in the coach's good graces because
yes, you can.
I am who I am.
Now here I go because I'm not coming from the perspective of Kuminga's perfect. You can rebound better, JK, and sometimes I do wonder
what he's good at. What if he's just not a good rebounder?
You are physically more than capable to be good at it. You got to want to go be good at it. And if you want to play on this team, you got to go work on it.
What if he's not a great passer? What if all of those things that we want him to be, he's not going to be able to get by the age of 23? Maybe it's going to take him until he's 25 or 20. He's saying he doesn't want to wait around for that. For his skill set to get to the point where Kerr deems him playable. And Kerr's saying, dude, if you can't do the things that I'm asking you, you're not going to play as much as you want to play.
Saying? I do wonder if that's part of this
what
whole
he's saying.
Thing. Evan, I do wonder if he's 50-50, sometimes 70-30, it fluctuates. But half the chat is with me, half is against me in regard to, you know, just kind of making it work. Don't give up on him, Evan. And I'll say this about Pods. That's another lightning rod. The amount of people that think he's getting a silver spoon and he has not earned it anything, I'm saying anything, you ain't keeping it 100.
Well, a silver spoon, like you called a silver spoon, I say fortune of being drafted to a team that had that needed a fill. Like
the Chris Paul experience didn't work?
No, it didn't. Yeah, they hoped that Chris Paul would come in and be the starter for them that year. Or certainly their sixth man, but eventually he got hurt. And eventually Klay Thompson shot himself into the bench. So who was there? Like, and I do understand that Pods is certainly, he appears to be given preferential treatment. But if he was really bad, he would not play that much.
That's what I'm telling you, all the haters. I'm not telling you this guy is Sidney Wicks. I'm not telling you he's Jason Kidd. I'm telling you I've watched him rebound. I watched him take charges. Don't act brand new. And for whatever's going on, as frustrated as I am from a Kuminga standpoint, Evan, they don't even play the same position. So don't dare come at me with pods this or that. I just don't get it, man.
Dude, they literally traded for somebody to replace him. He was so awful shooting the ball at the beginning of the season, which might have got swept under the rug because they went 12-4. But he was so bad shooting the ball, they traded for Dennis Schroeder, who was a stopgap.
Yeah.
And Schroeder, God bless his soul, was not a great fit for this team. And so that's what they were telling him, that you're not good enough yet. And once Schroeder eventually proved himself to not be a piece that could help you win, well, then we had to go back to Pajemski. But again, he's at a position which the Warriors do not have many answers.
That's where you
Kuminga
you
and
now.
Moody happen to be playing positions of which you got a lot of forwards. And that's why I actually think, in terms of Kuminga's willingness to sign a qualifying offer, I'm not removing that from the table, because what people do need in this league are wings. And if he thinks that he can get paid just by his position in the market next year more than he's being offered right now.
See, and that
maybe
see,
he
I can
does
love
take
Kuminga.
The qualifying.
I can love Kuminga and not his plan.
I would say that's a dumb idea.
And
but
what you know what? Real quick, I know we're up against it. I knew, Evan, I wasn't here when his agent came out to say 30 hadn't been offered. Remember, I left here. I said he better had said that. That was good for his business. Like, you can't be out here making it look like you advised Kuminga not to take 30. And then he came out and said that was never offered. I understood that, because I was like, remember, I was like, man, you starting to look bad talking to the agent. But as much as I love Kuminga.
Well, it's reflecting poorly on his client.
Exactly. I can understand that some of his pin game is not working. Some people coming happy saying, Goode thinks Trey Lance is still a number one.
Well, dude, he will be on Thursday.
Well, you're right. Half
Hall
the people
fame
agree
game.
And half, like, dude, I'm just keeping it 100, man. I want to see Kuminga remain a Warrior, man.
I know. And we are going to play the other part of this this podcast coming up on the other side of the break. Because, again, I
get off today. She go, Jake, come on, man.
Yeah, simmer, people. We're having a cordial conversation. Something that, you know, Steiny isn't always interested
in. But Trey Lance hurt me, though.
Trey?
Yeah, Trey, I still think he can be on one.
Well, you know what people have been sending me? They've been sending me a lot of clips of Trey at training camp saying, Harbaugh solved him. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I hadn't heard that.
Well, he's still not going to start for the Chargers unless Herbert gets hurt.
But that's hefty praise.
All right. Yeah, whatever you want. Okay.
He's back.
Trey Lance is back. Kuminga's not. Where are we at with it? 888-957-9570. Again, we're going to get to the rest of that podcast for the Road Tripping Podcast. Kendrick Perkins, good Lord, what are we doing? What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Getting Zimt for Steinmetz Guru. Back after this.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, it's comeback season, Goo.
Yeah, baby.
Comeback season, you know for who? I'm buying it.
Tell me who.
Luka Doncic.
He hasn't gone anywhere.
It's comeback season, baby. He's light. And he's going to take flight this season.
Is light Luka going to be better than heavy Luka?
Yes.
If not, that's Duka. Because I'm telling you, the dude is a Hall of Famer, and y'all body shamed him. I get it. But come on.
What do you mean you?
You got
we. You.
No,
no,
I never.
No, you were in that group.
I know. I didn't want the trade.
You said
I still
Luka
think
was
it's
depressed.
One of the stupid. Yeah, man. I said it's one of the
maybe
dumbest
that's why
trades
he's put
ever. Oh, he's got a belly. Took you to the finals, Western Conference Finals. With, man. Okay, I just hope, hey, I'm looking at this, you look great. But I'm telling you, Luka, you didn't have to do it for your boy Goo. But boy, the bar is so high. I want to know now in the paint when you use that rumper to post, are you the same as when you were big Luka? That's all.
Oh, I want him to be able to run the break. That's what I want him to be able to do. Like a real point guard instead of walking the ball up and playing half court 85% of the time.
Dude, yeah. They did show some clips. I texted you last night. Skinny Luka. Evan, when did he get big?
Well, they're making him out to be like he went to fat camp or something. And that's wrong, okay? I realize he's a big boy.
Yeah!
But yeah, I'm kind of buying. I read the Men's Health feature article.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's working.
No.
And not just from the pictures, okay. Like the actual description of what he's doing every day.
And I want his game to still be what it was. That's what I'm a little, that girth, he knew how to use that girth, Evan.
But his first couple of years in the league, he had some athleticism.
Right. Evan, I see those pictures and I'm like, oh my gosh. No, look at you. I give you a two.
Yeah, transition, go up. I mean, I'm just...
No, I got you.
Dunk. Yes, from the 707. I hear you. This might be Steiny. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. Luka being in shape means absolutely nothing unless he plays defense.
Well,
you're worried about the wrong stuff. Well,
I hate
to be the bearer of bad news. It's easier to play defense when you can move your feet.
What? I got you.
Last time I checked.
Yeah.
Also, he's still going to be a big... He's like 6'7".
Yeah, but I'm just... The girth is gone right now. The top ramen butt. He ain't got that. So he's a slim goody right now.
I wonder when people started really going in on him. Like, I was watching... I think it was on YouTube or NBA TV last night. I was using your YouTube TV. But the 2022 Western Conference Finals Game 5.
Yes.
When Wiggins had 16 rebounds and was taking it at Luka.
Okay.
Like, I don't think he looked that big. He wasn't that mobile.
No, I'm with you, E.
But he wasn't that big.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Steiny's overblowing it. I'm back in on Luka Doncic.
Yeah, and just, again, my only concern, I get it. Maybe he did this for defense and health-wise, but, Evan, all I'm worried about is as long as your offense don't slip. I get it. You are a bad boy, but to your point, early Luka looked like he does now. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, damn.
I think we can retire the Luka Doncic. I hope.
Well, if you're Mike Finley, remember he took the beer out of his hand after they knocked off Denver. I didn't like that.
I didn't like that either.
My dad's right here. Can I have a sip of a damn beer?
Shout out Milan, turning 21 today.
No doubt. 20.
Oh, I thought you said 21.
No, 20.
I was going to say, well.
Barry Sanders.
Happy first beer.
Yeah. Speaking of Deion, he had his bladder removed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's supposed to be cancer-free.
Bad, but yeah. Good. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, wishing the best to Deion. Also, speaking of old athletes and numbers, you sent me a picture yesterday of you when you were Barry Bonds.
Oh yeah.
25.
25. Yeah. Jawbone. You can see the cheekbones.
I was pretty impressed, Gil.
Yeah. But Pasta then superseded your impressed because this morning on Facebook, who cares? I put a picture of my daughter and her when she was little, you know, about 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then Pasta goes, good, you hadn't aged from that point. So that superseded the picture I sent you that I found with me and my...
It looks the exact same.
Pasta,
you
man.
Have not
quit
aged.
Quit being a kiss ass, all right? Quit.
I'm dead serious. I thought
keep
it was...
his mic on, baby.
I thought it was a recent picture.
Dude, that made my morning. But that picture hurt. I look like Luka then and now.
Wearing a Prescott jersey back then, too, probably.
Well, it's Micah. Devontae.
Are they a Micah Parsons away from being one of the worst defenses in football, you think?
Oh, no. They got a damn good defense.
Cowboys?
Yeah. All they got to do is be healthy. I'm telling you, you know I've been hard.
I'm in on Salah. I don't know if I'm in on Dallas.
No, I'm high on what Dallas is doing. I'm that Pickens move and what they've done in the draft defensively. Evan, I'm telling you,
Pickens
and you
plays
know
offense.
Me. I understand that, but you got Micah, you got the rest of the gang, Diggs coming back. They got action. I'm gonna just leave it there.
I don't know if they got the motivator.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna start calling him. He's the motivator. Salah.
I was looking at.
Yeah.
Well, how did the Jets do? I was just thought that.
Well,
hey, Foster, how did the Jets do?
I got something for this. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Let's go to Drew.
Drew.
Drew's in San Jose. Save me, Drew. What's up?
I'll try, Evan. How's it going?
Hey, hey.
Good, man. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Kuminga and Pajemski. Evan, you brought up that Pods kind of had to play because there was nobody else. But I mean, I do think at the same time, Paz does the things that Kerr wants him to do for the most part. I think he's a good ball handler. He knows his place in the offense. He does the dirty work. I do think that there was an opportunity for Kuminga to play and have a role in the Warriors offense. On the Warriors in general, I just don't think that that's what he wants to do. I think Kerr wants him to play more like a big, and Kuminga wants to play more like a wing. Mm. And you can see it in his training videos. You can see it. You can see it sort of like in his progression. He wants to be a wing, and Kerr views him more like a big. So I think that's the biggest divide, and that's why there is this disconnect between Kuminga and the Warriors, and that I think that's ultimately why Kuminga doesn't want to come back.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Drew.
And the red lights or the sirens were a couple years ago when Kerr said he didn't know if he was a 3, 4, a 2. He kind of knew he wasn't a 2, but in JK's mind, he's like what the caller's saying. I'm Durant. I can do it all. And Draymond talked about it, you know, at a juncture this season about what he is or what he thinks he is. And I'm like, Evan, how after 48 months do you not know what somebody is, you know what I'm gifted at, or that like they don't even know what he is?
Well, I think in 2025.
He thinks he's something different than what they think he is.
Yeah, I think he thinks that he has star potential. Yeah. Like I think that he believes he is what Kendrick Perkins is talking about, which is franchise player material. And I don't see it. I think that Kuminga could be a good piece on maybe in the future a good team, but a franchise player? I'm sorry. Maybe I've been missing something for 4 years.
His ceiling is Aaron Gordon. And
which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with.
Exactly.
Aaron Gordon has made a lot of money.
Do you think Kuminga would pull up on us
win.
Right now, Evan, and be like, nah, that ain't good enough for me?
I don't know.
I would let him have it.
But if he said no, I think that there's bigger concerns.
No doubt, man.
I mean, Aaron Gordon's a damn good player.
No doubt.
I'd take him on my team any day.
Me too. And knows his role. That caller was talking about pods. Like, I'm not selling you on pods as an all-star. Never. I'm just telling you he's mastered and went too short. He got in where he fit in. And then, Evan, you know what? That came with little kibbles and bits. He was able to do a little more because the game demanded it. Oh, nobody's shooting. I'll take him. But he never started off from the jump street trying to be more than what he was. I can't ignore that, man.
All right, well, here's the rest of the sound we were talking about here about, well, really, Perkins going after the head coach and just his stance on what's happening this summer with the Warriors.
Did Greg Popovich have to adjust with this new era? He said it publicly, right? He had to go away from how he used to coach with Tim Duncan and Mono and Tony Parker when he first got LaMarcus Aldridge, and he said, that's on me. I have to adjust my coaching style, right? Mm-hmm. We're watching Rick Carlisle adjust as an older coach, a guy that's been around the block. He has adjusted his style and the way that he communicates with players and embrace players and giving guys an opportunity. All I'm saying is you ask the peers, not just me, not the coaches, not the front offices, guys who work out with Jonathan Kuminga in the summertime, guys that got to guard this man and play against this man. Every single guy that I've spoken to that is still playing the game of basketball spoke very, very highly of Jonathan Kuminga and his ceiling. They was like, if they let him loose, he has all-star / all-NBA potential. Why the fuck have they not passed the keys over there?
What do you have to pass
okay.
the keys
oh my God. That's
to?
Perk. He had me with the pop and the, you know, the coaches, the old school. But, dude, you still got the chef. So, why? Who's passing? Nobody's passing anything. Matter of fact, he's talking like Steph should pass the keys to commit. What are you talking about on that one, Kendrick?
Which, by the way, I do think that if there were a young player on the Warriors that warranted a key or torch passing,
man.
I think Curry would be the guy that would be fine doing it.
Evan, I'm with you, man.
I mean, he moved to the side. He was still the leader of the team, but he moved to the side to make room for Durant because it was in the best interest of winning. I think that Curry would do that.
He fit in with Jordan Poole.
Yes, he did. And they won a championship together. And they were successful until
wow,
they had to break that
Kirk.
Up. Like, I just don't. Also, the thing about the coaches too, like, he's right. Carlisle has adjusted his style, but he's adjusted it to the best player on his team, who's Tyrese Haliburton, and hopefully remains that player after he recovers from his Achilles injury. Popovich had to adjust. I think what he was referring to is Popovich came out and said that the way that he had dealt with LaMarcus Aldridge, he needed to do better. But, like, coaches build their systems around their best players. Steph Curry, and this is probably why the Warriors, I don't know, some people believe they might have a ceiling, is their best player's 38 years old. That's the state of their team. And yeah. That's probably why they got bounced last year, because at an advanced age, that player got hurt.
Evan, who's your next best player, and how old is he?
He's Jimmy Butler, and he's 36.
That's not, okay, after that. Evan, that's the crickets, like, that's the
Draymond
problem.
Green, and he's 35.
That's not good, man.
No.
And it's not good for those three themselves. You know, like, you should be able to have some youngsters carry the cargo. I like Kendrick. I think he's entertaining. But, Evan, he speaks as if Kuminga's ready, or he's a Durant or a Tracy McGrady. Stop it. We don't even know what position. Like, this thing is crazy. And I'll read this from the 707, Evan. Guru, more to your point, a coach should even see what a player is before a player even knows what he is. And that's just, I guess, vision. But yeah. Kuminga thinks he's something that, obviously, him and Kerr and the rest of the gang look at each other differently. But I'll say this about Kendrick Perkins. And the reason I'm bringing his name up, obviously, we played the sound. But, Evan, how much did this weigh in your world? I keep going to Dre and Steph. If they really felt like Perk, and the guys Perk was talking to do about this dude's ceiling, don't you think he would have been they would say, hey, coach, just listen to us on this one. We know you think he doesn't do this or that. This is a dude. That is a part of my thought process as to, am I really, if that happened, but I got to believe it hasn't, to where they haven't went to bat for me, they must know he don't fit what they got going.
Well, Draymond Green came off the bench so he could start. I mean, that's, I don't know whether you want to say that's going to bat for
behind the
scenes
or not. But
what
about when he was benched and getting the DMPs? I don't think Dre went to the coach like, man, we ain't, you gotta fix that.
No, I think that was, look, that was a situation where Kerr wanted to play someone like Jimmy Butler as many minutes as possible. Mm. Those are his minutes. And if Jimmy's going to play 40 plus, which he did, might not have been the best way to go about it, but that's how the coach thought he could win. Like, that's going to cost somebody, and it's going to cost Kuminga. That's why he didn't play. To me, I always thought that was clear.
Too, though. Okay, all right, maybe he didn't start, but there should have been he should have been the first dude off the bench.
I'm kind of with you, but he didn't play well in that role. Mm. I mean, again, it wasn't like he came back and went straight to the bench. He came back and became the sixth man. And I think he only had two good games. He had one good game when he first came back. That was against Sacramento in a blowout win. He also had that one really good game against the Lakers.
Yeah, right. Oh, man, in L.A.
He was a monster in that game. But we didn't see that consistently enough to, at least I don't think Kerr saw it consistently enough to believe that that was the guy he was going to get in a playoff game. That's why he didn't play.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Evan, and I think I'm speaking for much of Dub Nation. I'm being selfish with this take, but I just want clarity. I want to know not just Kuminga, who's coming, who's going, and the fact that they're the one team that hasn't made a move all offseason, it does bother me, and I get slightly basketball irritated. Like, I just want closure to this. Is he with us or is he not? And if he's not, okay, and who do we have? And if all that is held up because of this, it kind of makes it more frustrating.
But don't we kind of already, I feel like we have some closure. I think he does not want to come back and play for this team.
Let that go. You're telling me you might be right.
Like, and he may be on this team next year, but yeah. I do not think he wants to play for the Warriors anymore. That's what I'm hearing from him, from his camp across this summer. You know, I'm not going to lie, the 2-for-40 report from last night,
man, Jay,
I think that's a totally fair offer.
I'm with you, man.
I think that's a completely fair offer.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get Philmo Mike in here.
Mike.
Philmo, what's up, man? Good to hear from you. What's up?
Hey, man, that was fast. That was rapid. I love it. Anyway, listen, man, I know y'all got the – this is the too short segment. Y'all don't say that no more, but I'm a real day one. This is a too short segment. Hey, listen, man, Lakeup, Dunleavy, even Peter Guberno, we ain't got no action this year, man. So that's why they ain't doing no moves. Why am I going to keep investing, and I ain't seen no return on my profits? You feel me? So – Warren Buffett was like Jerry West. Jerry West knew what's up. That's why Lakeland used to listen to Warren Buffett. That's why people be paying $500,000 just to do a meme with Warren Buffett, because he know the real. Jerry West probably came to Lakeland in his dream and was like, bruh, you ain't got it this year. Don't even do nothing. Just stand pat. Wait till next year. We don't know what's going to happen. My biggest issue is the fact that we act like Curry's the only one, the reason why the Warriors exist. No. We had great players before then. We're trying to keep a window open for a player that's 37, 38, 30, finna be 39 years old. He over here talking about he finna stay in the game. Well, guess what, brother? Shout out to Matt Stymus. You need to come off the bench. So it's like, what are we really doing? Are we trying to just make Warrior fans happy? Because it's a good look when y'all make Curry feel good? No, I'm a Warrior fan, bro. It's not the Golden State Currys. It's the Golden State Warriors. So all this planning for Curry, I love Curry. I appreciate what you did, my brother. But honestly, bro, it's life. Life goes on after Curry. That's all I'm saying.
But Mike, you think the bottle's empty with Curry though? Like I hear
no,
some.
No, I don't think the bottle is empty. But I think it's foolish to invest in a bottle that's damn near.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there, Philmo. I mean, but they haven't gotten rid of any picks like that. I mean, to me and Philmo, that's. Like, that's their future. Like, it's these first-round picks that they've been unwilling to come up off of that a lot of people think they should. That's what I think.
Well, the thing is, it's like when you look at the – like, we had an opportunity. You had Wiseman. You had a number 2 pick,
man.
Number 7, and a number 14. And we almost – man, shout out – I'm trying to be on my guru. Who be fumbling a lot? Shout out McCaffrey, first drive of the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. We Roger Craven in 89. So, you know, you can only live and you learn. But my point is, if I was to go back, I think Laker would say, let's get players that can help us now versus let's get, like, prospects. Let's get some moving commodities. They may only be on our team for 4 or 5 years, but they can. You remember Patrick McCall? McCall had a solid, like, they were talking about draft picks. I was thinking about our draft picks. He had action. He kind of fumbled it in my opinion on his own, but he was a solid player. Get a player that can help you now instead of trying to get like the future Currys. You ain't gonna find a future Curry. You're gonna find a future whoever, Otis Thorpe, a future Robert Horry, somebody that's gonna have a 17-year career. That's what I'd rather see us do. That's what we should have did.
I got you, Phil Moore. Thanks for the call.
And the rat on the table is what he said. James Wiseman was the number 2 pick. J.K. was the number 7th pick.
Yes, he was.
And Moses Moody was the 14th pick. And Evan, you know it's Warriors and Dubs on mine all day.
I know it is.
When you add all that up, as opposed to where we're at now, Evan, I can make a case that that's a K in baseball. Strikeout.
Well, if you lose Kuminga for nothing, then all you have from it is 2 more years of Moses Moody.
And the Wiseman thing hurt, man, so bad.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get that
one back. But, Evan, think about that. 2-7-14. 2's gone. 14, that's Evan, might not be here. And 14's okay.
I do think there's a parallel to the Warriors are beginning to feel the whiffs of their draft picks.
Man.
Just like I think the Niners are beginning to feel some of the holes that are left by their miss on Trey Lance.
They get the blessing of Brock Purdy?
No. They did. But whiffing on Trey Lance didn't just cost you a potential quarterback. It cost you three opportunities to draft first-round talents.
I'm not mad at you.
That's what you gave away. All right, let's go to Coach T in Fremont. Try and squeeze some people in here. What's up, T?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Hey,
love the show. Love the topic. And that's Coach P for player.
Oh, gotcha, P.
Anyway, Anyways, on JK, I mean, look, I'm not even going to talk about the past, like what if, you know, all this and that, McCall and, you know, Wiseman. I'm not even talking about, like, it really just popped in my head as y'all talking. And great, like I said, great show. We might have something that we're not seeing, right? I mean, I don't know what you guys don't see with JK. I mean, the guy's a baller. I know the lack of defense. I know it. And maybe someone can work on that in this offseason with them. I mean, the Warriors, I'm more frustrated on how did you guys get it to look like this? Well, he doesn't even want to come back. You're right. You see it. He just doesn't want to come back. Him not taking the 20 a year, 2 years, that's a straight. He does not want to come back. But I feel like the Warriors, I mean, you could throw another five. I mean, I know we're talking ridiculous here, but, like, I mean, just understand this. The Warriors got money. It's not like they don't. It's not like they don't have money. And you might let go of a guy who might be balling on you in 3-5 years from now. Just straight up. And Mooney, let's talk about Mooney. Like, in 22, he played some factor minutes in that championship. He did. But what happened? What happened to his development? Like honestly, like, if you think back that year in 22, he played some solid 8 to 10 minutes. He did. So, like, where's his development? Like, we might have something here that we're not seeing, and it might slip out of our hands and go to another team, and they might ball on us. That's the only thing I'm worried about, guys. Love the show.
Yep. I'll tell you what happened to Moody. He was talking about the Western Conference Finals. He played a couple minutes. But Ty Jerome and Anthony Lamb happened.
It's true. All right, I want to squeeze Adam in Oakland in and get to our last call before we got to get to the crossover. Adam, what's up, man? You got a couple minutes. How you doing?
Fantastic. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Beautiful day here in the Bay. Just want to tell all these people talking about, especially Philco, you lay off that crap. You do not talk about Curry, trading Curry in old fashion. That guy is a hey, dude, and anybody that's talking about, well, oh, you can't develop a player. Okay, Kuminga has had so long to develop. What is he, a 7-year project? He's got to go. You can't pay the kid if he doesn't want to take the money. Okay? That being said, Steph Curry is brought you 4 championships. You went to the second round playoffs last year. He got hurt. The only reason you're out is because he's hurt. What are you talking about? We're building still around Curry. Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
He was hot.
Yeah, he was hot. Well, that's why I kind of can't wait for basketball season to get here.
He is our best player still.
Yeah. Don't really think it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw what happened when he went down against Minnie.
Yes, you did. All right, coming up this afternoon at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Atlanta Dream. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel and on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game beginning at 4 o'clock, all brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. Getting in for Steinmetz with Guru. Crossover next, Willard and Dibs. All brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.